Just wrapped up a two-day course out of Lawrenceville. Great group of guys and girls heading to the airport now. I will see some folks in Wyoming tomorrow morning. We've got a two-day class to do. The one thing I wanted to jump on here and talk about is when I have these ideas, I think they're worth sharing, and I think this is an important one. And I talk about it in class, and I advocate for it. And one thing I want to tell you is this. You are led to believe, as a police officer, through media rhetoric, that you are hated by society. But the reality is that it's not true. And you have to stop telling yourself that everybody hates you. You have to use caution when you're doing this job, but people don't hate the police. They really don't. I get some of you work in more difficult areas and people may have their opinions about the police, but overall the police are not hated. They're still very revered. And unfortunately, a lot of times our biggest supporters are the most silent ones. The media takes images and videos and pictures of these people who are anti-police, but in reality, they're a very minority few. So don't let that beat you up. And stop believing the media rhetoric that is driving a spike and creating racial tension for no reason. We are not racist human beings. We are not by nature. Think about it. Start peeling back the layers of, don't let them convince you that you may think you have those thoughts. It's not true. You know, it's funny. Like, I tend to think I'm the most, like, I don't have a racist bone in my body, right? And I think about that. I'm like, I have friends of every color, creed, religion, orientation, whatever it may be, age. How could I possibly have thoughts like that? It's not, it doesn't, the reason is because you start believing the things that you're being told that you are. But the reality is everybody in this group, regardless of your color, your religion, your age, your gender, your sexual orientation, it means nothing to me because you wear a badge and I am your brother and I will always be here for all of you. You should think that same way. There's good people and bad people in this world. Most of us are on the good side. Most of us care for one another. We're surprised when we find ourselves in situations where people we didn't expect to help us actually do help us. Okay? It's not that horrible of a world. I was recently at somewhere and a gentleman was asked to speak and he came up and for 40 minutes giving the keynote, he talked about how horrible the world is. I leaned over and I said to people sitting at my table, I go, yeah. I get the world is bad, but, you know, like in 1944, they had Hitler. So things were pretty bad back then as well. 1921, before they had vaccines and amoxicillin or whatever it may be. Not amoxicillin. That's what I'm looking for. Forgot. You know, we had the Black Plague. Pretty bad back then, too. I get we have some problems, but the world has never been a better place. But you have to stop believing all the bullshit that's pumped down your throat. All the scare tactics that you're given. We have a job to do as law enforcement officers. And that job is to do your job, do it safely, protect these citizens because they rely on you. They're your family, they're your friends. You can criticize anything that we talk about in this group. You may not agree with everything, but the fact of the matter is we have a job to do collectively all together. And it's important that you keep that in mind when you go to work and don't get beat up by people that don't have the same vision that you do. If it wasn't for you people in this group, who obviously are in here for a reason. You are the glue that holds this world together. You're the last line of defense. Don't ever forget that. And don't believe the bullshit that's pumped down your throat. Always heed caution to where you're getting sources of information from. Always find out things for yourself firsthand and really see things from an arbitrary standpoint. Does this make sense? Are we really acting this way? Do people really hate us? The fact of the matter is they don't. So I keep making these videos and a lot of you are finding a lot of appreciation. The fact of the matter is, all I'm doing is speaking the truth. We don't jump on here and talk about all the bad things in the world, all the things you're not supposed to do. We're telling you, hey, you have a job to do. Don't forget that. Don't forget that there are people who appreciate your efforts in this world. It may not be your administration. It may not be your coworkers. They may find you irritating, but you know what? There's families of victims that appreciate, or families of the victims that never had an impact or never lost a loved one because you had done something different than everybody else did because you saw your job as a calling. That's the truth. If it wasn't for the people who are associated with a group like this, who understand what we're trying to do here with this training, it just wouldn't be the way it is. We'll continue to train everybody as the best way we can. We'll continue to scout and find the best instructors ever. And we'll continue to grow this group. And I want to thank everybody for your constant continued support. And just don't forget that people like the police. They really do. They're beginning to believe the media rhetoric that they should not like the police. But the reality is just acting the way they've been convinced to act. So, that being said, see you guys.